Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Financial Business Today. It's Tim Drucker, your host. Today I have the pleasure of having Leah Lassie, right?
Yeah, Lassie, yeah.
Right, okay. You're in Minnesota, and you have a reality show that's coming out called Love and Leah, and also
yeah.
You have a perfume called Secret.
Yes.
Before we begin, if anybody want to call in, you can call in at 347-324-3460. 347-324-3460. You can Twitter that as well, and you can I will get the information online. Also, you want to pose a question in the chat room, just feel free to pose a question in the chat room, and I'll go ahead and read it out on the air. Also, if you do call in, we ask you to turn down your radio to prevent some background noises or echoes. So, without further ado, Leah, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Great. I really appreciate you taking your time and coming out to talk to us about your upcoming reality TV show and your perfume fragrance. You have a full plate on your hand. I guess to begin with, kind of tell us who you are, where you come from, your family. Just kind of get us, who is Leah?
Okay, well, once again, my name is Leah. I was born and raised in Minnesota. I always wanted to have my own business. My dad had his own business, and I just kind of like grew up with wanting to have my own business. And I do lots of photo shoots, and that's what got me going into wanting to just widen myself out and do more things. And before my show, actually, I got offered to do a show. There was actually a guy in LA that seen me and was like really interested, like, are you interested in doing a show? And I'm like, heck yeah, I am. I would love to do a reality show.
Wow.
So I was touching bases with him, and then things just kind of like progressed where now I have my reality show. It's a 1-hour pilot airing in April. It's going to be on the CW in Minnesota and also about 40 other states of the CW. It's all about me, my life, my photo shoots, my family. It's going to be a nice reality show, but hot at the same time with different, like, cool little gestures. And then as time went on, I also have a new PR rep as well. She's based out of L.A. I'm going to start working with her in March, so I'm really excited about that, where she's been doing like 22 years of PR rep, and she's also been on really well-known reality shows. So I'm like so excited to work with like her and her team. So that's kind of a little bit about me. I've always wanted to have my own business, and things are starting out on the right foot for me with my business. So I'm excited about that. I did have a company based along called Midwest Bikini Girls. That's no longer part of my life. I moved on from that because of certain things and models not cooperating. And it was time to just focus on me and not worry about other people. So that part of my life is like gone now. So yeah. And I'm happy about the choice that I made about that.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing that. I guess let's start back from where you're from. Are you from Minnesota?
I'm from Minnesota, born and raised all my life. I've traveled, but Minnesota is going to be, I don't care where this takes me, where this venture with my reality show, my peer rep, I can travel the world, but Minnesota is going to stay my home. We shoot the reality show out of Minnesota, and I just want everybody to get the effects of how people in Minnesota are actually like really cool people, and we have fun places to be and good restaurants. And just because we have winters doesn't mean that we don't have fun. So, yeah.
Okay. What part of Minnesota?
I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay.
I live in Uptown. I actually lived in Eden Prairie for a while,
mm-hmm.
and I moved back to the cities, which is Uptown, which is another hip little spot to be at in Minneapolis. It's kind of like urban, like restaurants, clubs, and it's just like I live by the lake, and I just love it. So, yeah.
Wow. So, if I'm mistaken, Prince is from lives there in Minnesota. He stays in that same city, or?
Prince did live in Minnesota. He comes up here, but from the last I heard, he's in a whole other state now. He'll come up here, and you'll know that it's Prince because he either has a purple car or something purple, so you'll know it's him. But from what I know, he no longer, like, this isn't his home. He resides in another state, but he does come up here and he visits like a lot because this is his home, his
okay.
home, you know, state. So, yeah.
So do you think out of the pop culture of the 80s and 90s, that had an influence of bringing a particular style that you're mentioning with your reality show, bringing the rest of the world, like L.A. is coming to Minnesota because this pop influence of Prince and some of the other groups of that time, that kind of giving a different effect than versus any other Midwest cities. Now, Midwest cities, like, for example, I mean, I'm familiar with, I lived in Wichita, Kansas, stayed in Omaha, and the Midwest has a different culture than anywhere else in the country. So some parts of it, you know, you're isolated, but they have their own brand. So bringing into, I think, that connection to L.A., do you think that kind of influenced your, giving you opportunity for your show because of that influence?
Yes, I do. I think that a lot of people basically, because Prince is no longer here, there's a couple other people that, or producers and groups that were here, the Jets, like years ago, and other people were here, but they're no longer here. And a lot of people are telling me that with my show and everything that I have going on,
mm-hmm.
that this is going to bring up an effect to Minnesota in the Midwest. Because
wow.
we have like Josh Hartnett that he was born and raised here. He went to South High School. Now he moved to L.A. and he does movies, but he doesn't even really excuse me, you guys, I'm sorry. He doesn't really do movies a lot. I haven't seen him. But with my reality show, it's good because it's going to be taped here. Like I said, it's the one-hour pilot in April, and then we're going to do an 8-episode starting in April, shooting that. So it's just going to be like, I'm sorry, I have allergies. I'm sorry, you guys. It's just going to be like Minnesota. Everybody's telling me, like, from my social media, my Twitter friends, my fans, my Facebook friends, that, like, people that are from Minnesota are like, oh, my goodness, Leah, you're going to put Minnesota on the map with everything you're doing and the stuff that you have going on, and that's what I intend to do. I want to be huge, not just with my PR rep, and be huge in other states. I want to be really huge in Minnesota, and I want to put our state on the map as somebody younger, somebody newer that's coming out, since Prince and all those other big names are just basically kind of really gone from here. So, yeah.
Okay. Tell us about your personal style. I mean, you have, like, I guess we'll see that when the show airs, but tell us your style than versus any other person, because I know yours is a little unique, and I'm trying to put my hands on it, but if you kind of can explain, okay, what is Leah's style?
As far as clothes or just style, period?
Her clothes, her, what she listens to, whoever, all these things.
I love everything. I love Taylor, from Taylor Swift to Lil Wayne to Jay-Z to, like, I was born in the 70s. I'm not that old, but I was born in the late 70s. So I like, my mom listened to older music, and that kind of, like, followed me. So
okay.
I even like older music. So I love things from, like, Taylor Swift to Rockette to Lil Wayne to Drake. I have I have taste in different music. I just don't listen to one type of music. And I'm a shoe fanatic. I love shoes. I have so many pairs of shoes.
Shoes.
And yes, I love and most women like purses. Like I like purses, don't get me wrong, but my closet is full of shoes and I love heels. I have just so many pairs of shoes, and like I said, I'm a shoe fanatic, and it's just, I don't think that's ever going to stop with me. I love shoes, so, yeah.
Well, question real quick, why is it that women just love shoes and love big closets? Why don't they like hats or fur coats or something?
Well, first of all, I have a few hats, and as far as fur coats, I don't like... I'm an animal lover, so you'll never catch me wearing a real pair of Uggs because of the stuff that they use. I just don't like fur. If I were to do fur, it would be like faux fur, like fake fur, and that's just me. But I'm just not really like a fur coat wearing person. And like I said, I'm an animal lover, so they'll just never really catch me in my closet wearing anything that it comes from an animal. So that's just me personal. I wouldn't wear that, so yeah.
What about a shoe?
A shoe, like I said, I love Uggs, but I wear fake Uggs because the real Uggs, I've heard things what they do with, like, baby sheets and stuff like that, so I will never get a real pair of Uggs. I do fake Uggs. Like I said, anything animal, I just can't do it. I mean, I don't even eat, like, red meat and stuff. I eat fish. And I don't know if that's considered an animal, but I just, like, eat fish. I can't do that because I'm such an animal lover, and that's just... My goal is, once everything goes, I would love to do a photo shoot for the PETA. I would love to do that, like, the nude, like, PETA shoots or whatever, because I'm so into, like... animals. I'm a big animal lover, so yeah.
Wow. And by the way, if anybody want to call in or pose a question, the number is 347-324-3460, 347-324-3460, or you can pose a question in the chat room. Now, going back to shoes and a style, if your new reality show, kind of give us an idea about how has it played out this first episode? Well, without giving out what's going to happen, I would say maybe less mattress style. There's going to be a lot of drama. It's going to be more...
The 1 hour pilot, that's going to be people getting to know who I am. And we're going to start shooting for 8 episodes. We're going to start shooting for the 8 episodes. It's going to be like 2 months long straight. We're going to start shooting for that the end of March, beginning of April. The 1 hour episode that's airing in April is a little bit of drama, but it's about, like, my photo shoots, my love life, how, you know, my kids are in there, just different things like I said, like my love life, why I've been single, the guys that I've dated, and just, you know, one guy that, you know, that I was dating for a while, and now he's no longer in Minnesota, and he used to play football for one of the colleges. And, you know, I was dating him for 3 years on and off, and now he's back in his hometown. So it's going to be more about my photo shoots, about my love life, why am I still single. It's going to be fun. It's going to be hot, but at the same time, it's going to be not too much drama because I'm not, like, too much of a drama-filled person. Now, the 8 episodes that we're going to be taping for 2 months straight, that may be something different, but the 1 hour pilot that's coming out for everybody to get to know who I am, that's going to be more like my love life, my perfume, my photo shoots, people to get to know who, like, Leah Lasley really is in her life. So that's what the 1 hour pilot is for, and I'm really excited about that. So, yeah.
Great. Congratulations. Now,
thank you.
Maybe for this, when it comes to the daily, the episode itself, how long does it normally take to record for that one pilot? And do they follow you throughout the day? Or does the producer say, well, hey, here's a script, and we're going to go this place, and we're just going to follow you around? How does that happen?
With the 1 hour, I'm going to be honest, with the 1 hour pilot, that took about a month to shoot, just for the 1 hour pilot. We have to get permission from different places that we do go to. People have to sign, like, releases saying it's okay. And then they come in, they follow us, and then that's what happens. We do have to, like, call ahead to get permission to make sure that it's okay to tape there. And I'm really excited because, like, some of the top-notch restaurants in Minnesota let us tape in their restaurants. And I was so excited about that because people are going to get to see that we do have, like, five-star restaurants in Minnesota, and they actually let us tape in their restaurants. So we're, like, really excited about that. I can't wait. So, yeah.
So when you get the releases, for example, do they have to get the releases? I know you get it from the owner, from the employees, but do they have to get it from the customers as well if they're going to be in that tape? Or?
Well, the customers that we see, the videographers, they do blur their faces out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more like focused on us. But if somebody's like in the background, like when I was taping like at the mall and different stuff like that, there were people that were like, oh my, they were excited to see the cameras because people in Minnesota, this isn't LA. So when somebody sees a camera like that, they're really excited. So a lot of people were like, you know, that's okay if I'm in the show. Oh my gosh, I would love it. That's fine. You don't have to blur me out. So people. No, you know, there's, like I said, in Minnesota, it's not like L.A. where you see cameras and paparazzi every day. So when they did see those big cameras following and they asked questions and they were excited, I did get a lot of people. They're not going to be in the show, of course, but they said that it's okay if their faces are shown. They're not worried about it just because we're so excited. So, yeah.
Okay. Tell us about a scene in this episode that is, I don't know if you can consider it funny, but what stands out in this one little episode for you?
In the one-hour pilot episode, it stands out where I'm with my friend Katie, and we're out at one of the restaurants having lunch, and we're just talking about, like, my love life. Because, you know, she's been with somebody. She's engaged. She's been with somebody for, like, 3 years, and we're just kind of talking about, like, a few of the guys I've dealt with and just different things like that. That episode, like, really stands out. And also my daughter's birthday when we went to 7, that stands out a lot, too, because we had a lot of fun there. So, yeah.
Wow. So, your daughter, who is 7, any Chuck E. Cheese episodes? Or they just
No. The restaurant is called 7. My daughter's actually 16.
Oh, okay.
So we went there for her 16th birthday, and I'm still in my 30s, people. I'm younger, and I look really nice for my age, but it was for her 16th birthday, and that really stands out. It was so exciting because everybody came up. And I actually met a few NFL players as well that played for the Cardinals. So they were on there, and we talked, and one of the NFL players, he asked me, you know, what's going on, and I told him, he was like, that's really cool, you know, when I see the advertisement, I'm going to look out for it. So that was a really, really fun night. 7 is one of the bigger named restaurants in downtown Minneapolis, and, like, NFL players go there, basketball players, so it's one of the top-notch, you know, plate restaurants in Minnesota. So, yeah.
Wow. Now, with the conversation with your girlfriend, you had to talk about that one in particular. You mentioned it's about relationships and the ups and downs of particular relationships. That's all on, you go through your ups and downs in your relationship on camera, or you also go with ups and downs with your, for example, your friend that you just talked about a few minutes ago as well. So that you got that real candid and say, hey, this is what happened, and I think this person is a dog, or this person is not.
Yeah, I say that, and I see who I'm interested in and who I have a crush on, and this person that, you know, that I left and I miss him. So I do the ups and downs on camera as well. I don't, that's what reality shows are about. It's like not hiding. You actually it seems like it's scripted because some of the stuff, a little bit of the stuff was, but in actuality, with it being reality, a lot of it is reality and you're telling the truth and how you feel and what's going on in your life. And that's what we did with my 1 hour pilot. And I'm really excited to start taping for 2 months straight for an episode every week. So I'm just like really excited about that because it's really fun behind the camera. It really is. I have fun. At first I was nervous, but then you get used to it, and it's really, really, really fun to actually be behind the camera. It really is. So I keep it real behind the camera in my life and whatever I have going on. But like I said, the one-hour pilot is just for people to get to know who I am. And then that 8th episode that's going to be coming out, that's when people are going to be like ready, like, oh, my goodness, I can't wait to see more of Love and Leah every week for 8 weeks. That's going to be great. So, yeah.
So how do you prepare yourself mentally? I know that we will say things to our friends, say things to his other friend. Now you're sharing your intimacy with the whole world. Even, oh, my God, my mom, did she hear that? I mean, so, so how do you prepare yourself? Because now everybody in your whole family would know exactly where you are, your state of mind is, and your kind of almost deepest, darkest secret. How do you prepare yourself for that?
Well, my family is really supportive, and they're so excited. They can't wait till the pilot airs. A lot of them said that when we start shooting for the 8 episodes, they want to be on it. So they're, like, really, really excited for me. And I'm not nervous because I'm so close to my family. So I talk to them about things that are going on behind the camera. A lot of them already know what is going to happen and what's going to be said and stuff like that. So I'm just learning that learning to be behind the camera is not as bad as it seems. Mm-hmm. And you do kind of have to be careful. But at the same time, if I'm careful, then that's what makes a reality show boring. You have to just be yourself and let stuff out and let it just come. So, yeah.
Just lay it out and let the producers deal with it if it has to be edited.
Yes, exactly. So I'm used to it, and I love being behind the camera. I don't ever want it to stop. I hope my pilot is, like, number one, and I can't wait for the episodes. I want to be behind the camera for 7 or 8 seasons of Love and Leah. I don't ever want it to stop. So, yeah.
Wow.
I love doing photo shoots and everything. I'm just that type of person. So, yeah.
So, and what do you think about the when they approach you? You were on a modeling assignment, and all of a sudden someone called you out of Sky Blue, was interested in doing something with you. How did that conversation happen?
Well, some people get a hold of me on Twitter. Some people get a hold of me on Facebook. I did have an old PR rep that didn't work well with. I didn't feel I worked well, and now I have, like I said, I have an actual PR rep with the company that's been doing it for 22 years that I'm so excited about working with. So when people like right now approach me, I have my own app coming out. I have a guy from Maryland that is making my own Leah Lasley app. So that's being made right now. So people will be able, whoever downloads my app for free, will be able to see my pictures whenever I put them up, whenever I do Twitter. So I'm so excited about my app. But when people do approach me, I just make sure that I really look into what they're doing before I just say yes or no. So I just have to look because that's why I can't wait to start working with my PR rep, because that's going to be their job as a company to make sure that anything that I do is going to be in my best interest. You know, they'll come to me and say this, but so far I've done a couple of different things and I've been like really, really excited. Somebody that got a hold of me on Tumblr, one of my Tumblr accounts, they have a magazine that comes out every month, and they want me to do a photo shoot for that. And it just seems like things have been, like, coming towards my way. It's slow. It's been a little bit slow because my PR rep and those guys haven't started yet, and my one-hour pilot isn't out yet. But I would have to say I'm doing pretty good on my own with having, like, 4 or 5 different things so far that have come my way. So, yeah.
Okay, well, 1 second. Okay, so based on all of that, I mean, slowly, I know you mentioned, I think, in another interview that you did something for, I think, in Houston? It's an online magazine?
Yes.
Okay. So you did like a photo shoot with them or?
I did a photo shoot and it was an online magazine and that was based out of Houston and I loved it. It was called Always Feral and it's a music magazine. So they like work with R&B artists and rappers and stuff. And when they got a hold of me on Twitter saying they think I would be great, I jumped at the chance. I was like, yes, I would love to do it. So I was featured in their next issue where new people that are coming out, whether it's an artist or entrepreneur or whatever, they represent you on their rated next issue and people can see who's coming out next and what their goals are and what they're doing. So that was exciting to me. And I'm also, they also started a magazine based in New York as well. So they're doing New York and Houston, and they want me to be based in one of their New York issues. And I told them, yes, I would love to. So I'm going to start getting prepared for that as well. So I'm excited about that.
So do you have also an agent that kind of help you? I know some people will have a PR company. They'll have an agent. PR just there to just do PR. An agent will handle these things day to day. So you have a PR person, an attorney, and a agent, or how you're set up as a business?
I just have a PR rep and an attorney. I don't have an agent. My PR rep, when we start in March next month, I'm really excited because they're going to have me, they're going to start branding me nationally.
Mm-hmm.
So not only am I going to have my show that's going to be branding me, I'm going to have this PR company branding me nationally from magazines to press releases to radio to everything. So I'm really so excited to start working with them. The PR rep is Ellen Crouch, and she's been, like I said, on reality shows, and they've been doing this for 22 years, and I'm just ecstatic. I just signed the contract with them, and I'm so ecstatic for them to work with me and just brand me and make me just, like, national. I want people to come up to me like, Leah, I want your autograph and this and that. So I'm just like so excited to like work with them. It's unbelievable. I can't wait. So
you know, we look at all these stars in life, you know, the you have the Michael Jacksons, you have the Whitney Houston, even though those are music. But however, if you take that back and look at famous models like Tyra Banks and so forth. Are you think that you're ready for all of that attention and everybody to surround you? You have no privacy at all, and you're in the limelight all the time.
I'm ready for that, but it kind of did. I did kind of get freaked out because I have like a lot of people that like my personal like Facebook page. I have a lot of people that are following me on Twitter. And I get Twitter followers, I get like 10 or more per day. But it did kind of freak me out because I was shopping with a relative of mine and I was downtown Minneapolis and all of a sudden I heard somebody shout out my name. And they were like, Leah, and I didn't know who they were. And then later on when I got home, I checked my Facebook and the same person that screamed my name, they were like, oh my goodness, Leah, you're beautiful in person just like you are on your face. You don't know me, but I love your website. I follow you on Facebook and this. So that a little bit. And then I had somebody else that seen me. And when I got back home once again, they said that they wanted to be my friend. They see me in person. They follow me on Facebook. They think I'm beautiful and this. So it's happened to me like two or three times. And then another Facebook follower, a woman, she's really nice though, but you know, she, like I said, I had people that just like my website and follow me constantly. She was like, oh my goodness, Leah, I thought that you came into my store today. I asked the person if it were you, but her name was another name and she was from Texas. She was like, but if you ever want to come into my store, here's my store. I would love to meet you. So it kind of a little bit freaked me out because I didn't know that. I just didn't think that people would I shouldn't say that. I guess people do remember you if they see that you got things going on. But that when that came from three or four different people, and I'm not even, my show hasn't even aired yet and stuff, that kind of did freak me out a little bit. But I think I'm ready for that. I think I'm ready for the limelight. I'm excited about it. I really am. It doesn't scare me. I'm more excited about it than I am scared about it, I guess. So, yeah.
Okay. So, how did you come up with, I know you had your modeling gigs and so forth, but you got like a whole bunch of Facebook friends. You have a whole bunch of Twitter. How did you get all these friends on Twitter?
Well, people go to my website. They go to my Facebook. I don't know. People just started. I mean, I do have commercials that are coming out, and I actually did have a commercial branding myself that was out, and it aired like 50 times. So I got a lot of that stuff too. So, I mean, I guess it's just like I said, alone today, I got like 10 followers alone today, and it never ends. I mean, and I'm glad I like that. That's what I want. I don't want it to ever end. I would like to have a few million. By the time everything is done, I would love to have a few million followers by the end of this year, of 2012. I don't ever want it to end. So I'm just kind of like, you know, I'm just excited for everything that's like, you know, happening for me and amongst me and stuff like that. And I'm excited to work with new people and just, you know, I want to be invited to different states and, you know, host a party or a birthday or host a show. I'm excited to get to do, be able to be, hopefully be able to do different stuff like that. So, yeah.
Okay. So how, you know, this perfume line, Secret, how did you come up with the name like Secret?
I don't know. I wanted something different because even the commercial that we're shooting for Secret is kind of more sexier. It's more, I don't know. I wanted something different. I wanted people to be like, Secret. I wanted it to be a secret where people are just kind of like, I mean, once the commercial airs, people will understand. And the commercial is kind of like sexy, like Secret type. So, I mean, I wanted something different. I didn't want to just be like, oh, Lovely by Leah or Flowers by Leah. I wanted something where people are like Secret, and when they spray it on or they're with their loved ones or whatever, they're just kind of like, yeah, this perfume's by Leah, but Secret, I wanted it to be like kind of sexy. So that's why I chose that name, because to me, with the commercial and stuff, Secret is kind of like sexy to me, and that's what I wanted for people. So, yeah.
Okay. And tell us, kind of give us an idea of what Secret smells like.
It smells a little bit, I want to say it's on the same lines as Angel from Victoria's Secrets. It's kind of on the same line as that. I don't want to give too much out, but it's kind of on the same lines as Angel. And I loved, and when we started my perfume, I loved how Angel smells, and I wanted that smell that wasn't too strong, but if somebody passed a woman, they could still smell like, oh my gosh, she smells good, but it's not too strong. It's more like a softer, like, smell. That's what I wanted when we started working on it. So, okay. Yeah.
So more like a floral, or is it more
yes.
a citrus?
Yes.
Okay. Kind of a combination of, and so how do you come up with a perfume line itself? You hire a chemist and have a chemist make something for you and then go to a bottler. So when you get the idea in your head, hey, I want this perfume line, I want to call it Secret. So what did you do? You just went out and got a chemist and have a chemist to come up with some formulas, and how long did it take for you to decide on the final draft that you wanted?
With my perfume, it took about a month because I'm picky. So they had something for me, and then they come back and I smell and I say, no, no, a little more softer, or no, no, a little more sweeter. So it took about a month for them to get it just right. And then we're doing my bottles. You know, I have a designer that designed my bottle, and then I also have a box company that's personally designing my perfume boxes with my picture on it and my name, my signature. So I'm really, like, excited about that.
Okay. And have you lined up any distributors yet, or are you trying to get in certain stores or branding support?
Well, I want to get in stores, but in the meantime, right now, we're doing a commercial for it, and it's going to be offered on my website.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, great. And eventually, is it going to be like a high-end or a medium-end or, a moderate-end?
I would say medium-end. It's going to be priced right, so people will be able to afford it. They won't have to worry about buying a $120 bottle of perfume. It's going to be priced right, so if people want to get the bottle, because some people I know collect perfumes, and they might just want to get the bottle because the bottle's pretty, and that's the truth. So it's pink with the picture on it, and it, with the secret picture on it and the name and stuff, and it's pretty. So some women might just get it to collect it, like, oh, this bottle is pretty, but I'll never use the perfume. So it just depends.
Okay. And for the listeners, I guess if they were, for example, I know we're talking about your reality show. If they look at the business end of that and say, hey, I want to do something for my little girl or something like that, or how a person would get into reality TV?
That's kind of a hard one because I was approached.
Okay.
So people honestly have to be approached. You can't just do it. Like I said, I can't really answer that one because on my end, I was approached to do this. So it just depends on if people think you're interesting and they feel that what you have going on could go further in other people's eyes. So, I mean, and like I said, so far, I mean, with my look and everything, I've just been fortunate to, like, have people want to brand me with certain stuff. So I guess it does take a certain look. You can't just look a certain way when it comes to reality show. You can, but then you can't. Like with me, people are looking to brand me with different stuff, and I was approached, so it's just kind of like that's how I got into what I'm doing. So, yeah.
They looked at you because of the follows and the other engagements, and they approached you. And from there, then they now trying to develop the Leah brand.
Yes.
For the show. Perfect. I heard in a couple of other interviews, we talked about shoes. You talked about younger men. Now, you're already young. So you're talking about, I think, in one of the shows about younger men.
Yes.
Yes? See, that is reality.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I do like younger men. A guy that I'm seeing right now, he's like 7 years younger than me. But, I mean, I've dated guys that are in their 20s. But like I said, people think I'm in my 20s, and I like younger guys because they just keep me feeling young, and they're so much fun, and they're just, you know, vibrant, and it's just a good thing to me. I myself like younger men, but I mean, some people don't agree with it, and some are just like, hey, go for what you know, but that's just what I like. So yeah, and I'm really into athletes. I've dated like a few athletes, and I love football players. I don't know why, but that's something that I can't get over a football player for some odd reason. I don't know why, but I really love athletes, and football players are like the top of my list. So, yeah.
There's this number one, and who's number two and three?
Huh?
Who's number two and three? So football players is number one.
I don't like basketball, and I don't like hockey and soccer. Number one is athletes, football players. Number two is the guy that is, I mean, like the guy like right now that I'm seeing that's like 7 years, you know, he was an athlete in college, you know, but he he is just like a hardworking person. He's sweet. He takes care of, you know, business. He's just like amazing. He's like an amazing person. So that would be like, right now he's number one on my list.
Okay.
Even though he's not like an NFL player or anything, but he was an athlete in college, and he's number one on my list right now because he's just so sweet, and he's a gentleman, and he's a hard worker, and he has a daughter, and he's just, my kids are my world. He's like his world, and he's just like, right now he's the top of my list even before a football player, just put it like that. So, yeah.
And number three, the last one.
I really can't say because I'm picky when it comes to men. If you're not doing something with yourself, it's just kind of like, I just rather not talk to you. It's a waste of my time. So I really don't really have a number three because the number three to me is a guy who's not doing anything and just doesn't care about anything. So it's kind of, so it's just kind of hard for number three because number three to me is like the lowest of a man that doesn't care they don't care what they do. So, yeah.
Wow. The last couple of things real quick. As a small business owner, which you are, you're branding yourself, you are a businesswoman, and you're balancing family, you're balancing your business, you're balancing your career. How do you do all of that?
It's hard, but you manage. And like today I got up, I spent time with him. We went out and had some fun, and then I got up at 7, and I'm not going to be done until, like, I'm done, like, tonight with, like, this interview. So it's just, it's crazy, but at the same time, it's funny. You do learn to balance. I do try to take at least one day out of the week for me and my kids and just kind of relax, but it's just kind of like right now. And that's what I'm trying to do right now because once my show airs, once I'm with my PR rep and stuff, things are going to be crazy where I know that, like, me and my kids are going to be traveling things. And the guy that I'm dating, I even asked him, I was like, how do you feel about dating somebody that has so much going on and stuff? And he was like, well, yeah, I'm busy too. He was like, and I understand. He was like, so right now, he said, he was like, right now he's not going to worry too much about it, but I don't know how he'll be when things really start picking up. And that's what I'm kind of nervous about. But it's just kind of like, that's the life that we have to live. You have to either deal with dating somebody who is going to be in the public, or you just kind of got to let them go. So, and my daughter, she's like, Mom, I'm excited. She said, but I'm so nervous. She said, because when people start seeing the show, I don't know if I want, my daughter's more, and like enclosed, she has a lot of friends and stuff like that, but she's just like, she's nervous about people coming up to her like, I know who you are, you're on this, that, you're Leah's, she's kind of confused about how she feels about that right now. Mm-hmm. She's excited, but at the same time, she's kind of nervous about people coming up to her, and she doesn't know how she feels about that yet. So I'm trying to coach her as well to be like, it's going to be okay, if people come up to you and they see you, just be nice and stuff like that. And she's trying to grasp it all like, okay, Mom, you're right. So, yeah, I think with my kids, it's a little bit more different than with me. They're trying to grasp the reality of when people start seeing who they are, what are they going to say when people come up to them? So, yeah.
And you all prepare for it, so... So she doesn't have her in her mind. I guess you really won't know until it happens.
Once exactly.
It airs, and then once it airs, and if you move forward to 8 episodes, then it really affect their life. But at least it's during the summer. School is out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it wouldn't be such a bad thing. Last couple of things. When it comes to, like, do you have any upcoming engagements you want to share?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
I'm sorry, any appearances you're going to be doing in the Minneapolis area or any other city within the next
Right now, I don't know. I think that's going to happen more once my reality show airs and I'm working with my PR rep. I think that's when everything's going to start, like, really happening for me, appearances and different stuff like that. Because she even wants to go to the point to, my PR rep wants to even go to the point to have, like, a perfume party where it's the opening of my perfume. So I think that's going to happen once my show starts airing and my commercial starts airing in March. And different, once the things start airing in the next couple of weeks with the commercial and stuff, I think that's when things are going to start, like, really picking up. So, yeah.
Okay. And the one last question before I go to the final one. So as a artist, as a person itself, do you have to have any special protection? For example, the way you do your business, say you're Leah Incorporated or you – literally, everything is tied to your personal name. Have they separate the two? Like, there's a business in itself that this is the Leah Lassie Corporation and everything goes there to protect yourself, or everything is really formal to you and you do your engagements and things out of your own name. Does that make sense?
Kind of. Not really. Wait. Can you kind of say that?
Okay, for example, if you heard of, like, sole proprietorship, you heard of corporations. I know some artists will incorporate themselves to protect themselves and the asset. Some of them will just go ahead and be a sole proprietorship, and which means they're just doing business in their own name.
Well, I'm a sole proprietor right now, but my PR rep did mention once the show and once they start – she thinks that I should do a corporation just because things will start coming in. But right now, I am just a sole proprietor. Yeah.
Okay, great. I want to make sure I cover that. Anything else you would like to add before we close down?
Oh, no, I just wish people had questions. I love answering. I've done this before, and people had questions. I love answering questions, but hopefully people were just listening, and that's good enough for me. So, yeah.
Okay. So what's the best way people can contact you?
They can go to my website, which is www.leah, L-E-A-H, Lasley, L-A-S as in Sam, L-E-Y.com. And from there, they can follow me on Facebook or Twitter, or they can email me and ask me any questions, and it'll go directly to me. So, yeah, they can do that and just check out, you know, weekly pictures and different things from my site and things that I have coming up and stuff like that. So, yeah, my perfume line will be online. I also have a new poster. My poster just came out today, and that's going to be on my site, so people will be able to buy a poster of me if they want to. So I have, yeah, a few different things coming up and that are done right now. So, yeah.
Okay, and there's a poster. I can't remember. Did you mention a calendar earlier? You have a calendar?
I'm going to do a photo shoot for a calendar like in April, May for 2013. But right now, I just got my posters in today, and I'm really excited because I've already got people that have ordered them, and I'm going to be hanging up on people's walls. But they came out today, and I'm actually looking at them right now, and they're really, really amazing, and I'm excited. So that's one of the things that are done and ready to go right now. So, yeah.
Okay, so you have a calendar coming out. You have a poster that's already out now. You have a reality show coming up. You got a perfume line. You have a family. You're the all-American businesswoman. So
yes.
I really congratulate you with all your efforts and all your work, and really extremely lucky to have your own reality show. And
thank you.
You look like you're tapping every business line you can, you know, to make yourself as a good business for you and your family, yourself and your career. We wish you a lot of luck. And your website again, kind of tell us, share that with us again.
What?
Your website address again is?
It's www.leah, L-E-A-H, Lasley, L-A-S as in Sam, L-E-Y.com. So www.leahlasley.com. And like I said, people can go to the page, look at my photos, new photos coming up, follow me on Twitter or Facebook. And if anybody that's listening if you follow me on Twitter or Facebook, just kind of let me know that you heard me on the show, and then I can, like, maybe I'll send you all the free poster or something like that. So if you let me know that you follow me on Twitter or Facebook and you email me from those and you say, yep, Leah, I listened to you on Blog Radio, you know, I can send out to you, like, a free poster or something. So, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for coming on to the program. I really appreciate it. Appreciate your time. And if anybody has a question, again, they can look, email you at your website or check you out on Twitter and Facebook. Now, your Twitter handle is a little different. What is your Twitter?
It's Leah1013, L-E-A-H-1013. And then if they want to, they can go to Facebook and like my page, which is just Leah Lasley, my first and last name, and like my page or, you know, add me as a friend. And like I said, anybody that's listening, if you do choose to do that and you get me, go to my Facebook, follow me on Twitter or Facebook, let me know that you listened to me tonight on the Blog Radio, and I will send you out a free poster. So that's the least I can do for people that have listened. So, yeah.
Great. I really appreciate it again. Again, Leah Lasley. Lasley. I'm sorry. Yeah, I am suffering with a cold today, and I'm just drugged up with all this stuff.
That's okay.
So, I believe it or not, I got a flu shot Labor Day, and I said, okay, I'm not going to catch anything this year. And all of a sudden, I woke up yesterday with a sore throat. So, oh, my gosh.
And yeah, I've heard people have gotten flu shots, and they still gotten sick. So, yeah.
Still got sick, so, hopefully, it go away tomorrow since it's
day. Yeah.
But, again, thank you for coming on to the program. Good luck to you. I mean, you have a lot of irons on your plate, and I wish you the very best as a young businesswoman.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This show can be downloaded on iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening for Financial Business Today. Tim Jacquet, your host. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye.